We continue our learning. Leil Nishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Abu Dazar, Parakei Mishnah Dalad. Hamaniach Yeno Bakaron O Basvina. Continue our discussion about a non-Jew who saw that the Jew left him for a short period of time with barrels of wine. Maybe the non-Jew will tamper with the wine. He'll touch it and become Yain Esech. Is he concerned that the Jew is going to return? So here we have a case where the wine is in a wagon, it's in a sphina, it's in a boat, and the Jew left for a short period of time. He left the barrels with the non-Jew, and he goes kapandaria. It's like kapandaria is like a shortcut. It means he went a short distance away. Nichnas lemedina, and he went inside the city, the Jew, v'rachatz, and he went into the bathhouse, so and then he returned. So should we be concerned that during that time, the non-Jew was in the boat, was in the wagon, so maybe he tampered with the wine. Says the Mishnah Mutter, the wine that's on the boat, that's on the wagon is fine, because the non-Jew doesn't know where the Jew went. He thinks maybe he may come back immediately. He's afraid to touch the wine. Imhodio, though, if the Israel informed the non-Jew who remained in the wagon or on the boat, Shehu Maflig, that he's going far away, he's going to a distant area, so then it goes back to that Machok, because we haven't previous Mishnah. If the Jew delayed, was away for the amount of time, Kadesha Yishtom, the Yistom, the Yigov, according to the Tanakhama, with enough time for the non-Jew in that time, he was able to puncture the top, the stopper, patch it up, and then let it dry. So then, according to the Tanakhama, so then the wine becomes usur, because the non-Jew can tamper with the wine, and the Jew will come back, and it'll look the same, and it wouldn't be able to notice that the non-Jew touched it and made into Yayin Esach. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on there a little bit longer period of time, if you remember. Kadesha Yiftach V'Igov V'Tigov. He says that he a longer period of time, he's more lean. He says you don't have to worry about the wine unless there was enough time, only if there was enough time for him to open the thing or put on a new seal and then allow that to dry. Then the Mishnah says, Hameniach Nachri Bechanos. Here, he doesn't leave the non-Jew on the boat or in the wagon, but he left the non-Jew is in the Jew owns a wine store or any store for that matter, and the wine is sitting in barrels in that store. The afal pi, so the non-Jew is left there alone. Afal pi shu yotze v'nichnas mutter, even though the Yisrael doesn't remain there, he's only a yotze v'nichnas, is going out and coming back in. He's not sitting there the entire time. He's not a mashgiach tamidi. He's not overseeing the non-Jew the entire time. Mutter, the wine is going to be permitted because the non-Jew is afraid to touch the wine. The Jew may come back at any moment. Once again, if the Yisrael told the non-Jew he's going to a distant area and he is not going to come back for a while, so then it's the same machlokas Tanakam and Shem Gamliel once again. How long do we assume if the Jew is away, then we have to be worried that the wine became Yayin Esech? Kadesha Yishtom V'Yiskom V'Yigov, according to the Tanakam, enough time to puncture the top, patch it up, and then let it dry. Rishon Gamliel Omer, no, only a longer period of time is where we have to worry. Kadeshi Yiftach V'Yigov V'Tigov, enough time for the non-Jew to open the whole thing up, put on a new seal, and let it dry. The Gemara wants to know, why do we have to mention the same halacha? We mentioned it regarding a non-Jew and a Jew who were the transporting wine together, and then the Jew goes off some distance and comes back, and now we have a case where it's on a Karon or a Sfina, of a Kapandaria, and then we speak about a Chanus as well. So the Gemara says each one's a bigger Kiddush than the other. The previous Mishnah we spoke about transporting wine. So the Jew may come back at any time. The non-Jew is afraid he may come back. So this halacha not only applies to cases where you're transporting wine, but even where when the non-Jew is in a boat or a wagon. Why? Because maybe if he's in a boat or a wagon, maybe he's the one in charge of the wagon. Maybe he's the one in charge of the boat. What may the non-Jew do? He may go to some distant place, do what he wants with the wine, and come back for that. So we would say, so maybe that in such a case, then we certainly certainly have to be worried about the wine. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, no, even in such a case, we assume that the non-Jew is afraid the Jew may come back. What do you mean come back? If he takes the boat somewhere else, the Jew's not going to, somewhere, and then comes back to the area? No, it could be that the Jew is maybe afraid of what the non-Jew is doing in the wine, and he may take his own boat somewhere and meet him at the shore and say, I caught you. So therefore, the non-Jew is afraid even in such a case. And not only when it comes to a boat or a wagon, but even in the store. Here, the could be the non-Jew is going to close the door and do what he wants there. So maybe there we would say, oh, for sure we have to be worried about the wine. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even in such a case, we assume the non-Jew is afraid the Jew may return. And why? The Jew may come back and open up the door. And probably the non-Jew is afraid to close the door and tamper with the wine. So therefore, the wine is mutter. So each one is a bigger chiddush than the other. But you what we see from here, though, is that if, let's say, the non-Jew really did close the door, or let's say the boat did not remain where it was, in a place where, let's say, a Jew would not be able to see, so then would be able to find him, then the wine perhaps would be usher, because maybe the non-Jew actually touched it. Perek, hey, Mishnah, hey, ochel imo al ha-shulchan. Here you have a case where the non-Jew is eating a meal with a Jew in the Jew's house, and v'hiniach legina al ha-shulchan, u'legina al-dulvaki, and the Jew left a pitcher of wine on the table and on the dulvaki. Dulvaki or dulvaki is a small table, has the three legs, and they would put the food on and the drinks on the side there, but that wasn't the main table where they ate from. They would place them there before they brought them to the table, and people typically would not take a drink. You don't go over to that table to take a drink. You take the drinks off the table itself. If you're sitting at the table, there's a drink on the table, that's the one that you touch. The balabais will go over maybe to to the other table when the drinks are finished to bring another drink over. So since people don't typically take a drink or touch the drinks that are on that small table, so v'hinicho v'yatz, and the Jew left the non-Jew alone and left the house for a little bit. Masha al ha-shulchan asur or masha al ha-dulviki mutter. That which is on the table, that's prohibited. We're afraid the non-Jew touched that. That's right in front of him. That's what people typically do take drinks from the table. So any wine, that pitcher of wine that's on the table is prohibited. But on the dulviki is mutter. That's off to the side. And that's even if it's open, that pitcher is not sealed at all, because that's not what people who are guests at someone's house don't take the wine off that table. They only use the wine that's on the table. It's on the table itself, not on the dulviki, that's off to the side. Amar lo, have a mosaic v'shose. So if the Jew invited the non-Jew and says, oh, you know, if you want to dilute the wine and drink the wine, any pitcher, any wine that we have in this house, you know, is for you, whatever you like. So then, afsha ala dulviki also. Then you have to be concerned if you left. It wouldn't be mashgiach over the non-Jew. If you left, you have to assume that the wine that's on the dulviki is going to be prohibited as well, because the non-Jew was given permission to use any wine that he likes. Chavios psuchos, if you have barrels that are open, that are found in a house where there was a Jew was in the house and then he left, so now he's not me mashgiach over, it's not mishtamer, so those are asuros. We've mentioned that many times, they're open. But astumos, if they are sealed, so then kedei sheyiftach v'igof v'tigov. So if they're sealed, so then you don't have to worry about it unless you left for enough time that the non-Jew is able to open them, put on a new seal, and let it dry. This happens to be Rabban Shimon Gamliel's opinion, which is the longer time limit against the opinion of the Tanakhama. And since the halacha follows his opinion, we quote this in the Mishnah.